The mayor says the city's long-term future is good, but the fiscal picture right now isn't. He's decided the long-term reliance on revenues from the Seneca Niagara Casino must go away. Those aren't coming in because of the fight between the Seneca Nation and Albany. The city budget is dealing with the Seneca revenues issue, rapidly rising health insurance costs, and even an extra payday in a calendar quirk. It's a $1.3 million quirk. Dyster says the budget, which went to the city council, makes changes.
We didn't have to charge this in the past, but I think it's also the case that what I tried to do in the speech today is lay out the alternatives. And if you look at the alternative of massive tax increase that takes us up to 95% of our constitutional taxing limit, or large-scale layoffs to public safety, by comparison, doing the user fee seems to be the more reasonable and moderate alternative.
Even so, the proposed garbage user fee makes everything fit together. He says the alternatives were even higher property tax hikes and major layoffs across the city board, including police and firefighters. Councilman Chris Vocio is one of the candidates to replace the retiring Dyster. Speaking to reporters after the budget presentation, he says the fiscal situation requires fundamental changes, not just revenue increases for 2020 over 2019.
It was going to be much higher than the 2019 budget because of health insurance, the payroll issue that the mayor talked about. So I estimated that the expenses might be about $100 million, and it was 98. We're budgeted for next year at 98. $0.9 million with less than $90 million in revenue. That's not a good formula for success.
Vocio says the city and city unions have to work out how to cut the cost of government. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.